It's Wednesday, and my favorite time every week is I get to talk with Sharon from Gardening with Sharon. And you've been busy out at Teal's Greenhouses in Bruderheim, haven't you?
Oh, it's so exciting. It is blossoming wall to wall, floor to ceiling, and they do have a satellite in Fort Saskatchewan in the co-op parking lot.
On the long weekend, many people like me probably went out and got some hanging baskets and flower containers, and you have some good tips for us.
Absolutely. Hanging baskets and flower containers are like so versatile. You can grow them anywhere. You can grow them in the shade, in the sun. Just wonderful. So I wanted to talk about four things to do to take care of them using the word tend. So the first thing is take a good look. You know how sometimes, Jackie Ray, you look at something but you don't really see it? It's like, oh yeah, I see it. But just to take an intentional look daily at what's going on with your hanging basket. And their leaves will tell you what's going on. They may, you know, like pale leaves mean they need fertilizer, or droopy leaves means they need water. And then you can just take a look at that. And then E is for ensure there's enough moisture. So a well-hydrated plant is kind of like a well-hydrated human. All systems work better. Then N is for nutritional needs are met. Anything growing in a confined space should be fertilized weekly. And you can use natural fertilizers like Nature Source. Nature Source is my ultimate favorite. And there's 20-20-20, 15-30-15, Miracle-Gro, those all work well. And then Deadhead Old Blossoms. D is for Deadhead. And then take off the old blossoms, pinch back the leggy growth. And this all goes back to a blog that I have that's called How to Keep Hanging Baskets and Flower Containers Thriving All Season. And there is a free downloadable PDF in there for everybody.
Oh, stupid proof stuff. I like that.
Well, it's just like a quick check, and I'm putting it up on social media as well. And it's like, oh man, this list is so long, but it's not really. It's just these are things to look for. Just keep an eye on it. And yeah.
And it's Gardening with Sharon is where we find you.